Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark this blood before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met, it's time to release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying off the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn holes, scratching the disc. But I was dumb getting high, you been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch it fly, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers say I'm scarier. Got up every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. State of feud and fight, had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing, it's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late, y'all been puffing your brakes. Stuffing thumbs, talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker at degenerate bitch. I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady, plus a sizzle whiskey. Oh, used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like you have none. Enough for me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Overstress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
Named Slickback, could I please have a minute?
A minute?
let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger's here. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Oh, man, y'all, I don't know how I make it from day to day, from Wednesday to Sunday, from Sunday to Wednesday, with all the shit that I be having to go through and deal with. Hold on, let me close up these doors and get myself in this mode that I'm about to be in. Because, man, like I said, y'all, it's Wednesday. It definitely feels like Wednesday. It's been a rough week already for your boy, dealing with all kind of people and they bullshit and they lies and this and that. And then having to really still try to smile and still, like, do what the fuck I got to do and stay focused on, you know, what I have to do, and people don't realize how hard that can actually be. But besides all that, y'all, let me shout out the boss lady herself like I always do at the beginning of my show, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no West Coast Wednesdays at all. There is no Bang Out Radio, no award shows, X and B models. There's all kind of shit going on, and that lady is doing big things, all right? So make sure that you show respect where respect is due. So shouts out, boss lady. Also, as well, all independent artists. Anybody that's been sending me music, anybody that's been trying to connect with me, anybody that gives me a reason to continue to do what I got to do, I thank y'all as well. Thanks for calling in, checking in with me, because, like I said, I can't, it's just crazy. It's just crazy the shit that, you know, a nigga got to go through on a daily basis. And also, like I said, not even just the independent artists. I want to thank everybody. Anybody that actually listens to me, that talks about me, positive or negative, doesn't matter. If you're talking about me, you're telling your friends about me, you're telling other artists, models, you're telling whatever. If that's what you're doing out there for me, and that's the only help that I really ask you for, then I thank y'all as well. Because, again, nobody's going to believe me when I say I'm doing something positive, or I'm trying to be positive, or I'm trying to do the right thing. Nobody's going to believe me. I realize that. They're going to believe y'all. All right? So make sure y'all talk about the show. Make sure y'all let them know that the Dagger's not over here bullshitting, all right? Not on West Coast Wednesdays, not on Slash Sundays, not on Bang Out Radio, all right? Because that's not how I get down. All right? But we're going to go to the phone lines real quick before we get into some new music straight off of 313-8076. Hold up. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da. We're going. Come on. Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Come on. Oh, man. Trying to bring in my caller, man. Hold on. Hang on with me, man. Trying to work it in. Let's see if it's going to work. It's not going to work. And then I'm also going to try to get my next song ready. There we go. What we going to play? Come on, man. This is going to work, ain't it? Well, look, just hang with me, all right, man. My fault. I'm gonna try to get that fixed real quick, but just not to kill time. We're gonna get into some music here on West Coast Wednesdays, because I gotta roll up this weed. I gotta make my drink real quick because, like I said, I'm trying to get into my cool mode so I can sit in here and chill with y'all and not bring my problems and all the fucked up shit over here, because that's not what we're here for. We're trying to relax. We're trying to get through the rest of the week. It is only Wednesday, and that's where we at right now, all right? So we're going to let KD start it off with us tonight, all right? Y'all good for me. Let's go. Okay. I thought KD was going to work with us. Hold on, y'all, man. I'm sorry. As always, I apologize because every now and then we get the wrong internet connection down here and it acts like it doesn't want to work, which is always some bullshit. So it sucks because I still get to sit here and talk to y'all and everything. Y'all can hear my voice. But at the same time, it's supposed to be a radio show. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be able to talk to people. So it's not just about me. And it's, oh, my fucking God. And then not to kill dead air space, or, you know, or not to have dead air, you know, I got to sit here and conversate and I got to talk. And I just got to run my mouth. And it's hard to come up with things to talk about off the top of your head because at the same time, you know, I try to keep subject matter. I try to stay focused on what we're going to talk about. But at least at the beginning of the show, it shouldn't be this hard. So hold on. We just reloaded. Let's try this again. We're going to try this first. Say after 313-8076. You got Dagger. What it do?
Nigga, take off. What it is?
Ashton Martin. What you did?
What it is, my nigga?
Hey, look,
nah,
dog. Kill it, man.
Yeah. Hey, look here, bro. Nigga, I'm in the motherfucking club right now, right? You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in the club. I'm in the club right now, nigga. I'm about to do a performance. I'm over here with my camera crew, nigga. We getting it in, my nigga. But look, I just called in, dog, to support my nigga Dag in this bitch, dog. You feel me, nigga?
Hey, oh, nigga, I just out there. Turned up, boy. You turned up.
Hey, look, everybody that's out on West Coast right now, everybody that's out on California side, goddamn me, that's tuned in to motherfucking Bang Out Radio, y'all make sure y'all go to that award show. Nigga, and both of my motherfucking dog, the realest nigga on the West Coast, dog, the Dagger, you hear him? Straight like
there
that,
is. Nigga.
Oh,
my nigga. My nigga, well, shit, man, I know you got business to handle, man, so you make sure you call back and check back in after your performance, all right?
Get me drunk tonight. Thank you.
Got it. Hello?
Yeah, nigga, I'm passing. For sure, baby. Hey, nigga, I'm in this bitch, dog. Nigga, I'm feeling good, bro. Nigga, I'm patting. Nigga, I'm buying drinks for motherfuckers, bro. I'm passing drinks out, nigga. You hear me? Hey, but look, that's what the realest niggas do. You feel me? Real niggas do what motherfucking real niggas do, dog. Like my motherfucking nigga Big Meat said, dog. Nigga, it's either two things niggas gon' want you from me, dog. It's either time or it's money, nigga. And I don't know about time right here, dog, because all my clique, niggas in my circle, all we too busy doing is getting money, dog. So, nigga,
getting money.
Time, nigga. You feel me? Nigga, time is money, you heard me? Free Big Meats, nigga. Free Boosie, nigga. Let all the real niggas out of motherfucking jail, dog. You feel me? And real niggas gonna roll over the fake niggas, dog. You heard me? Like that, dog. Straight up.
As we do and as we will, man. So, yeah, I'm going to get into these tracks, man. Ashton, check in with me after your performance, man. You know I'm here for 2 hours, man. Get me on the other side of it, okay? Because I know you're busy, so I'm not going to keep.
For sure. Everybody.
All right, man. How about you, Abby, when you get back?
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Yo, yeah, Ashton Martin checking in, doing big things, y'all. But we're going to keep it going like this, y'all. KD, good for me. Let's go. West Coast Wednesdays, Bang Out Radio, the Dagger. Hump nights.
Never win. So many reasons why.
somewhere off doing my own thing. How you gon' close that door if you don't take that chance? I might be street, but I guarantee I'm real. It's ride or die with me, loyalty. All I know, other shit I don't feel. If you don't break that wall, you won't get by. If you don't open that door, you gon' be closed in. Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, there ain't no way. I'm tryna make this team, shoot this shot, and bring you home. Not for just me, this for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Thank you. bend you over, baby, let us make some babies. This is Jay Nash, rockin' real fast.
Okay.
I got her in my driver's seat, she looking real classy. Cannot wait to get her home so we can get nasty. What's your fantasy? I'm trying to bring it to reality. Sex in the car, or sex on the beach. We can do it now, or we can save it for the sheets. Body so bad, girl, you remind me of my cheeks. Quite unique, pretty ass.
So give me 3 minutes and maybe 4. I have you on a magnet, and that's a show. So girl, I lay you down.
Find me in St. Louis. You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Y'all gotta excuse me. I know it's not the smoke session, but I am finishing up this first blunt because, like I said, I needed to smoke. And what am I sipping on tonight? Hold on, just. Always good and always a classic. Vodka and OJ. Straight to the point, you know. No additives, no preservatives. But Yeah, ain't no real subject matter tonight. I'm just gonna talk. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me see. I think I know this is straight up 314-0483. Hold on, I'm gonna try to bring you in real quick. Let's see if we can do it. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Come on, you got the dagger. What it do? Hello? Oh, 314-0483, you got dagger, what it do? No? All right, well, I can't hear you, but I'm going to leave you on in case you jackass. At least your background is quiet, too, so if you do, you're doing something else, whatever. But, yo, oh, man, I just don't know, y'all. I'm at this point, I reached this point a lot. I don't want to say a midlife crisis because I'm nowhere near my middle of my life, but I don't know, like, a nigga's about to be 30. You know, I'll turn 30 in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, Dagger turns 30. And, you know, that's in itself, you know, I want to say is an accomplishment, because it is. Because a lot of black guys, black men, don't even make it to fucking 30. Like, that's number one. So that's an accomplishment. But at the same time, I'm looking at it, I look at it like, what really is left for me to do? Hello? Mister? I heard a button press. You was on, but I said something, but then I was like, no, nobody was there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to leave him on, because if he comes back, then I'm going to at least hear him. So, yeah, you do. You on, man. What it do, man? What's good with you?
Shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to call in and shit, see what's cracking. Just had to run upstairs for a second, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, man, I clicked the button because it still was pressed and it said you wanted to talk. And I was just talking to myself, and I'm like, no, I'm going to leave it off. But everything's all good, checking it a little bit earlier this time. But like I was saying, man, I'm not, there's no real subject matter tonight. I was just looking at this shit because it's just weird. And like I said, just hear me out for a second because, like I said, it's good to talk to people. And as I was saying, I was about to be 30 in 2 weeks. Now, already, like 2 weeks from today is my 30th birthday. So, and I'm just crazy about that shit on so many levels, because on one hand, like I was just saying, you can't, you know, a lot of niggas don't even make it to 30. So it's like I've already made that accomplishment. Like, bam. You know, I've avoided, you know what I mean? Fucking, some people don't even make it out to teenage years. You know what I mean? I'm about to hit fucking 33-0. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like I said, I don't want to say it's fucking with me, but it got me thinking about a lot of shit, you know? And, but like I said, I avoided pregnancy, you know what I mean? I ain't got no girls pregnant, you know, no kids. I avoided that issue. I avoided jail. I've been to jail, but they didn't have nothing, so it was one of those, you know, I was on hold for shit. You know, I was on hold for like a weekend or something like that. So I ain't been, but I had to go over some bullshit. But
right.
So in the whole, you know, nigga ain't done no real, you know, I've avoided that. You know what I mean? A nigga done always had a job. But it's like, on the other side of things, it's like with my music, it's like I've been doing music for like 10 years. You know what I mean? Who else is doing? Am I about to be the old rapper now? Like, I mean, but old rappers is old. But I mean, I feel like I've been doing it for so long that if something was supposed to happen, it would happen by now. But this is what, you know what I mean? I'm just having these thoughts going through my head. You know, these females out here, man, is doing all kind of crazy shit, man. And the world just, and one thing mystery about me is that I pay attention. You know what I mean? That's one thing I do is I pay attention, or I will at least say that I pay attention to shit that's, like, really important. You know what I mean? Small shit I may let go. But important shit is, like, shit that I pay attention to. So, and I feel, so would you agree at least with me on, like, we just, like I said, it's West Coast. I'll talk about these females real quick. Like, these females is way on some whole other shit nowadays. And I don't understand where the fuck it's coming from.
I mean, they even understand where it's coming from.
The shit that, and like I said, and you know me, I'm not the type to sit here and just talk about shit or whatever. But like I said, I'm experiencing shit and I'm seeing shit with my own fucking eyes, and I'm talking to people and I'm hearing stories, and I'm interacting with people, and females is out here doing some fucked up shit. Like, I don't I don't understand. And the coldest part about it is because when I was coming up and I was raised, you know what I mean, you're supposed to look at the female like, not, I want to say pure, but we know not pure, but you get what I mean, like nice, you know, caring, objective, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's what a woman is supposed to be. I'm not saying you got to be a pushover. Nobody wants a pushover. I don't want a pushover. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying that you got to do what somebody else tell you to do. But the shit that y'all... But the shit that these ladies now...
That's one thing I see that's missing on her, though, elegance in women. Like, the elegance is, like, marinated off of them for some particular reason.
It's like shit just really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And then what people aren't realizing is... And wait, before I even go there, what I want to say is this. In my opinion, I feel women are always in a hurry for something. Whatever it is, they in a hurry for it. And they in a hurry for the wrong things. You know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they focus be on the wrong shit. Because when you get the right woman focused on the right thing, then that's a beautiful thing. Because women, there are those women that are hardworking, dedicated. You know, they do what they got to do to make shit happen. But there are more women that are always, you know, with their hand out. That's always on some, you know, I don't need a nigga type shit, but always fucking with all these different type of niggas. Like, what, also, I'm going to tell you I love you so I can get you to do what I need you to do or whatever, and then when I'm done, I'm going to go do some other shit. Like, what
right,
the...
But I'm going to call Rico in about an hour, though, because he said he's going to give me, like, $300, though.
Yeah. Like, and the coldest part about what I feel about the whole situation is that women aren't honest about it. That's what's fucking with me, is because... If a woman is straight up front with me, you know, I don't judge people. I'm not a person to judge anybody. Like I said, I'm nobody. I'm just another nigga out here in the streets. And I'm using the term nigga loosely. I'm just trying to relate with y'all real quick, and this drink is kicking in. So that's why I said that. But, but these ladies, I just don't understand what be going through y'all head, and I tell y'all all the time that y'all got the power. Don't get it twisted, but y'all either give it up to the wrong person or y'all let people manipulate y'all in certain ways because, like I said, y'all in a hurry for something. Y'all in a hurry for a relationship. Y'all in a hurry for, you know, I just need a nigga or
And then you got them niggas that play into that dream that they trying to get.
Exactly. And there are these niggas that out here where you're out there trying to rush into this shit, and then a nigga will tell you anything, get you all believing in that shit, and then when that shit fall apart, now you want to be all heartbroken, sad, and that.
To the next nigga.
And then go to the next nigga and do the same shit again. Instead of worrying about yourself and focusing on yourself and getting your shit together. This is the one thing that this goes for everybody. If your shit is together, then the right people will come across you. Whatever, and the cold part is they may be the right person at that time, or, you know, y'all be chilling and have fun, and then down the line it may change. You know, that shit happens. But as long as you being true to yourself and you just holding yourself down, then what's supposed to happen and the other things that go down are going to happen on their own. What is everybody in a fucking rush for? This is... I done did a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Mystery. Look, I'm only turning 30, right? 30 years is technically, that is not a long time. It is, but it's not. You know, you feel me? Like,
hey, I'm right behind you. I'm 29. I just turned 29 on the 13th.
Right, see, but you got one more year, you know what I mean? Like I said, but at the same time, you got one more, you know what I mean? 2 weeks for me, and I'm like, nigga, that's that nigga, you just like super grown now. Not super grown, but you know what I mean? You just really, you know, ain't no bullshitting for me no more. It ain't been no bullshitting for me, but, you know, the cold part is, and I look around and I see people just bullshitting. You know, I was 21, but I wasn't bullshitting when I was 21. I wasn't bullshitting when I was 18. I ain't been bullshitting since I was a kid because I learned early on that you cannot bullshit. Some people can get away with it. You know, some people can get away with it. Don't let it fool you. Bullshit works for some people because some people pay for bullshit. Some people are willing to do bullshit. Like I said, bullshit works for some people. Bullshit never worked for me because there's too much shit that I wanted, and I realized that I had to do what I had to do to get it. I stayed away from the gang situation. You know, I know gang members. I know a lot of gang members. I've never been in one, but I'm good wherever I go because they know what I'm about. And to bring it back around, like I said, these ladies is crazy nowadays because they can't be honest and real with themselves up front. Like, I respect you more if you are like, yo, I'm a hoe. Straight up. You know, I'm a bitch. I'm this. I'm that. Tell me I'm front. And then at that point, you give me the option to be like, okay, I'm going to deal with that, or I'm not. You know what I mean? That's the top. This is what it is. This is the topic. I just came up with the topic. We're going to talk about choices and options. That's what the topic is today. Because the choices you make lead to the options that you have to choose from. And then it's all about choice. Think about all the choices you've ever had to make in life. Like I said, I've been thinking a lot of shit lately, like an early midlife crisis that I'm having over here. Like I said, I'm trying to be sane. But at the same time, think about it. I've made so many choices, and I'm like, I'm good, but I'm not. And that's just being honest. But like I said, we chilling with Mystery. I see you calling, man. Hold on, hang with me just a little while longer. We're gonna get into some music. We're gonna come right back and keep this pushing because I need y'all help. I need y'all help. And we just came up with the topic. Just talking to Mystery, we came up with the topic. It's about choices and options. What choices have you had to make? Were they hard? Were they easy? What options options were taken away? Think about that shit for a second, all right? We're going to talk about it when we get back. We're going to roll with, let's see what I want to hear. Jayla, Sweet 16, let's go.
We gon' party tonight. bottle on ice, 1 gallon Colorado. I got your favorite snacks, red box on deck. Halfway through the slick sex, baby, that's a bet. So what's good? You down for tonight? Okay, cool, call me when you outside. Slap rhythm to body flow.
Come today, no more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got 3 cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook beat up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shop is free, Fifth Ave be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island high but we cruising, yacht names I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls, improve the education,
with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived, knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government pay the difference, and I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business, and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This will be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be I happy. Hellfire looking like we did it, Frank filming, and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, time fine, splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Alright, was trying to play one of my cartoons, but I guess I'm just going to have to talk because it's not going to play right now. But hold on, wait, can I get it to play? Can I? Hey, stop, stay here. Stay there. Y'all got to work with me now. Work with me now. No. Do it. Y'all don't mind me. Don't mind me. I'm a little under the influence, but it's okay. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through it. I got to hear my cartoon about.
All these chick farm dudes talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption what?
Yes. Tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And like I said, if you're just tuning in and you want to call in and get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. You can either just chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at me. I am currently going through an early midlife crisis, but it's okay. Like I said, I mean, I make it sound worse than it. No, actually, I don't. I make it sound better. It's actually a lot worse because at the same time, like I said, I don't want y'all to worry about me because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So, but the shit is just, like, fucked up. I shouldn't even be drinking. And, you know, it's even worse. I'm drinking through a straw. So, you know, I'm drinking, like, this shit, like, super fast. Like, but there's nothing wrong with that. And honestly, since we're on the honest tip as well, you know, before we get back into the conversation, I just wanted to play my cartoon so I could finish rolling up the blunt I'm going to need for the smoke session. So I'm just being honest with y'all. Cause I can keep it 100 with y'all. Ain't no reason to lie. We all grown. Mystery, you still good? Back with you?
Yeah, I'm all decked out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let's go straight out to 702. Hold on. Let's try to bring you in 2029. Hold on. Come on. Get ready. If it's going to work, come on. You can do it. You can do it. Can you do it? Who's going to do it? Oh, my God. See, this is what I'll be talking about because that's why, because, you know, I'm in the garage. I'm in the garage. And, you know, shit happens in the garage. Like, this is what I'll be going through to try to work with y'all and chill with y'all. So, y'all gotta work with me. I'm trying to bring in the callers so we can keep the conversation going. But at the same time, while I continue to try to bring in my representative out here at the 702, whoever this is. Not saying it like that. Like I said, I want to bring you in, but I don't know who you are right now. Like we were talking about, you know, choices, like choices that have to be made, tough choices, tough decisions. It's a lot of those, and there's still a whole lot more to come. So, mysteries, you know, I don't want to talk it all up, man. What's one of the toughest decisions you had to make, and you know what happened after you made it?
Oh shit, one of the toughest. I say getting out the gang.
Oh, so you did do the gang life for you did you was in the gang situation for a little while?
No, not the gang. You know what I'm saying, the hustle.
Oh, the game. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, the gang. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Choosing, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? On some bullshit, running their mouth type shit. Motherfuckers started getting locked up. You know, so it was like all bad, you know what I'm saying? So I was like,
but then it's always. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, it's kind of rough to do the right thing, though, isn't it? I mean, it's easy to be bad, but it's hard to be good, isn't it?
You know what? You're right, because, like, now, as I'm going through what I'm going through now, you know what I'm saying, it's like a whole new life, you know what I'm saying? Going from, motherfucker, you can go out of town when you want to, just pick up, just, like, wake up, yarn one day and be like, I want to go to New York and be gone, you know what I'm saying? Like, right when you get the fuck up. So now it's like you got to plot your money out, how shit gonna go, and you know what I'm saying? Especially like now, I'm finna go on this tour in June, so now it's like every little penny I get now, I gotta literally save it, you know what I'm saying? And then you got
right.
Tickets pop up, so I'm like, damn, I got tickets I gotta pay off and shit. And I'm like, okay, well, who the fuck am I gonna trust to go to court for me and pay the shit, you know what I'm saying, while I'm gone? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's so much shit now that if I was still doing what I was doing, I wouldn't be worried about right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, hold on. We made it work. 702, real quick, not to cut you off, but now that I got my car, I can bring her. 702-2029. You got Dagger. What it do?
Who is you?
Hello? Hello? See?
That's okay.
All that.
I'll be back.
Yeah, my bad. Like I said, all that to try to bring you in, and then you know it's not working. Hold on, who texted me real quick? Oh, Oh, okay. Well, that's supposed to be Keilani. So why are you texting me and not saying nothing on the phone while you're on the air? Keilani.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, like a damn. Hello? What are you doing? And, I'm like, how can you text me and then not say nothing? Like, that's backwards.
I was saying hello, but I guess, it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. I had said, what's up? It's your girl, Keilani, and everything.
Nah, you were talking to yourself.
I was talking to myself, apparently. But what's up, Dagger?
Nah, Ma. You know me, Ma. Just trying to stay fucking sane and trying to stay focused, as hard as that is. But it's a slow and steady process, but it's going to happen. What's going on your way, though, Ma? What you got popping?
Oh, I'm actually doing some music as we speak, but I put it on hold so I can call in and give you a shout out and, listen in and
I feel special. So what, are you able to hang out or are you going back to your music?
I'm gonna hang out for a second, then I gotta go back to the music.
All right, let me ask you, I'm over here going through like some problems and shit. I'm going through issues. I'm not trying to bring the whole show down or anything, but opinions are always welcome, and I don't got nobody else to talk to. I'll talk to y'all. Let me know what's up. But let me ask you this first, Kira. What's one of the toughest choices you've had to make, or do you have a tough choice coming up, because I'm talking about choices and decisions that have to be made and options. Because no matter what goes down in life for everybody, everything comes down to a choice. You know what I mean? And you're presented with different choices at all times. I mean, when you're driving, you make a choice to go down this street or down that street. You know what I mean? I don't mean that technical, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's one of the toughest choices you've had to make, and what happened after the fact?
Well, I can't say it. I mean, it's a tough choice, but a lot of people go through it. Like when I was with my ex, I guess, I have a son. So, a tough choice was stay in the relationship because I'm in love and get treated wrong, or leave as a single parent, and just move on and do it like that, That was a tough choice, some people might think it's not, but really it was, especially when you're caught up in emotions. But what happened afterwards was actually, it was the best thing I could have did, So I'm glad I made that choice, because, everything seemed to, flow better. It was like, oh, everything just, starts flowing once we weren't together anymore. It was like, wow, I should have been laughing.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, a lot of people make choices in their relationships. A lot of people make choices on their jobs. A lot of people, artists got to make choices as far as music goes as well. So, I mean, it's just crazy. Keilani, now, are you playing with me? Are you really coming down for my birthday, in 2 weeks, or are you just playing with me? Don't tease me. Because if you say you're coming, I'm going to expect you to come.
Right, I mean, California is just a hop, jump, and skip away, right? I have family in California, so I can come
all
down
right,
there. I've been wanting to come to California anyway, so it would just be even better to come down and party with you,
All right, I'm just making sure, because like I was saying, a nigga only turned 31, so, I'm going through my crisis right now, so I'm trying to, so I can be smooth, but I'm going to be so turned up, though, I don't know how turned up I'm going to get, but I'm going to get, if you think about it, remember the old school speakers, remember the old school radios with the big knob on it, and you can turn the knob for the volume, I'm going to, getting all the way turned to where it'd be, all 4, 5, 6 blood reds, all the way on the right side. That's how turned up I'm going to be. But hold on real quick, straight out of 323. 3596. I think I know who this is. This is my hey, what it do?
Yeah, what's up, Dagger?
Not out chilling, maxing, relaxing. Trying to relax at least. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Hi, Keilani. How you doing?
What's up? I'm good.
That's how you? That's good. So I see you're going to get turned up for your birthday, man.
I'm a what?
You're going to get turned up.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got to be, And then, because like I was saying earlier, I'm fucking about to be 30. Like I'm an old man. I can't get turked up and pop all these pills. And I'm gonna always smoke. You know, smoking is never gonna be a problem. Like I always smoke. So I just need to cut out the cigarettes. I'm always gonna smoke weed. And then, but you know, binge drinking and X pill popping and everything. I'm getting too old for that shit, ain't I?
Yeah, just turn it down a little bit.
But at the same time, it's funny though because it's weird to me because I've been working since I was, like I said, like 14, 15. I've been working. I've been, you know, having to pay for school, having to pay a car note. You know, I've never been able to really just not give a fuck about nothing. Just really just do whatever was in my fucking head. Ever.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
but
sometimes there comes a time when you just got to change, and you can still be the same way, but it's just, you just got to switch it up and really think about what you're about to do and ask yourself, is it really worth it at the moment? You know, and nothing wrong with what you do, is how you do it and how much you do it, and if you let it take control of you. You know, ain't nothing wrong with having fun and being turned up. You know, at the end of the day, when you work hard and when you got so much to think about, we need something that's calming and relaxing to us. It could be music. It could be liquor. It could be cooking food. You know, some people choose to bully people, which is wrong. But, you know, just be happy. You know, live your life.
We
can only
be
our own self.
That's what I'm trying to think about doing too as well, because I don't want to be that person. People always say you shouldn't change your character based on what other people do, but everybody seems like they're having a lot more fun just fucking around with other people and fucking over people. It seems like it's more fun to be that
person. I see the same thing, but you got to realize that everything that glitters ain't gold. You know, if you know that you're not that type of person, it's going to be hard for you to actually act that out.
Yeah, very, very true.
It's going to be very fucking hard for you to act that out, and at the end of the day, you're going to make things worse trying to be a person that you're not. Because I felt the same way, like, oh, I'm a cool person, I'm nice. It seemed like everybody else got it easy, but I feel that I got it pretty good, too. You know, everything happens for a reason, and it happened when it's supposed to.
Yeah, I want to take a quick vote real quick. Quick vote. We're going to go down the list, at least the people that are talking to me. Now is, what was I about to say? It was, one second. Let me reverberate. Like I said, this drink is kicking in. Is anybody else sipping? Nobody else sipping tonight? Am I the only one drinking?
I'm sipping on some pink Moscato. I had some candy, so I'm feeling good right now. Relaxing, getting ready for this work weekend.
Kehlani, I know you sipping on something, you know. So what?
No. I'm not sipping anything. No. I'm high on life right now.
Mystery, what you got? You got some?
Kush is my cologne, gone off that stupid strong.
See, you couldn't wait for the smoke session either. But, man, I really wish I remembered what I was going to ask, because I had a good little thing I wanted to do real quick, but that's that live radio for you. But it's just, I'm just trying to figure out is it worth the trouble? Because I just think that like Mia just said, if you do your shit right and you handle your shit correctly and you focus on what you got to do, then the right people come along and the right thing's supposed to happen. But I've been doing that. I'm just speaking for myself. Excuse me while but I've been doing that. I do people right. I present myself 100%, like what you get. I don't change as you get to know me. I don't flip flop. If I say I'm going to do something, it happens. Or if it doesn't, I tell you why it happened. Or I don't say shit at all. I don't speak on shit that don't got nothing to do with me. I live my life right, or as right as I possibly could, given my current situation and given the people that I deal with and that I cross.
What is really bothering you?
I honestly don't know. That's what's so weird about it, because on one side of things, I just want to totally be just the most fucked up, just asshole type person, because that shit seems like a whole lot of fun. Because like I said, I got an imagination, and I see seen what people, how people think they can fuck with people, and y'all have no idea that there's a lot worse ways to get people. Like, if the dagger really just really didn't give a fuck and was like, you know what, I'm fucking up your shit, your shit, your shit. And there's all kind of ways to fuck up some shit. But
yeah,
it just seems like it's fun because there's so many people doing it.
It's fun, but at the end of the day, it's not fun because it makes people miserable. You know, like if you want confusion around you, if you want to deal with fake ass people, then that's what you do. But if you a good person, then you're not gonna be able to deal with no fake phony.
Oh, I remember what it was. I remember what it was. You just said that. I remember what it was. And let me ask this to everybody before we go to Dagger Double Play. Mystery, yes or no? Do good guys finish last?
Good guys finish last. Well, so far, I'm like it.
Yeah, number one, Keilani.
Yep.
Do good guys or good girls finish last? Do those that do right get really, really right get fucked over the worst or more?
Well, I'm a good girl, you know, but I don't think good guys finish last or good girls. I think you choose the wrong person. You know, because if two good people are together, then, you know, it's not going to be wrong. But
yeah,
if you were the wrong person, then, yeah, you finish last. But at the same time, it's their loss. So I don't really think you finish last, you know, as a good person.
Yeah, I agree on
that's
that.
A good way to – but then this is when we go back to that shit when we be – wait, no. Well, hold on. Okay, we're going to keep that. We're going to get into the Dagger Double Play, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to keep this conversation going. Keilani, Mystery, Mia hanging with me, and where's my track? Where's that track right now? Because, like I said, and for those that haven't heard this track, if it is your first time about to hear this from me, I really want y'all to listen up and pay attention. Because this is really the shit that I've been feeling like lately. So just roll with me, and like I said, this is it right here. So pay attention.
This right here is the darkest it's gonna get.
Don't do it!
There's too much shit going on.
Don't do it!
It's built up and boiled over.
Don't do it!
Now I gotta let it go.
It's left in the trash.
Okay.
Go!
Sorry.
They ain't ready.
I'm a blind man walking. Every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm clinical. Devious with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you have me. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I'll call you bitches sleepwalkers. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga try that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? Ask for me, I'm sitting live. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
What's the deal? Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger fit. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways, but here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide to
hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you're doing. Then. Got me laughing too. They claim they true, but really fake. I know respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I think you are.
Staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never.
No.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No.
These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join the gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street.
Sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing.
nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose to trust as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, and now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
your problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titty, put it down her throat on her face. But you'd rather leave it in, so now the dagger's got it clapped. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, you fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Granddad,
Have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognized game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognized game.
Game recognized game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, bang out radio. We just talking, chopping it up, chilling with, let's see if I can get my people in here who's hanging with me tonight. Let's see, wait, come on. There we go. Mystery, good?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yes, sir. Kehlani, hold on, wait. Let me see if it's working. Oh, come on, you can do it. Then something bit my leg, some fucking mosquito, some kind of flea, something. He got a big ass knot on the back of his leg. Can't stop scratching it.
I'm here.
All right, yeah, Kehlani in the building. All right, and let's see. Can we get the triple play? There we go. MIA, you still good?
You got me, Dagger.
Yeah, we good. But oh man, you know, I just don't know. Like me and Mystery were talking about earlier. Now we got some ladies on the line, and you know, some rare, and I respect y'all opinion. We were saying earlier, like, women feel that the elegance, you know, the classiness, the sexiness of women has really just dropped off lately. They just don't give a fuck. Overall, are we talking overall, Eric? You know, either one of y'all could take this one. I mean, would you agree with that, or are we just out of bounds?
I agree with that to a certain extent, but, I mean, at the end of the day, as women only kind of go off of with how we see men do, you know what I mean? We try to act like y'all, we try to be a little bit more comfortable with y'all.
But this is where the problem is. This is where the problem always comes from, because it's like you ever heard that chicken and the egg theory? It's like, which is first, the chicken or the egg? Who fucked over who first? You know what I mean? Because I've been in situations where I've done everything right and been constantly fucked over, you know? And I'm trying to understand, but at the same time, girls will say the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, so why I have so much serious trust issues and I got all these issues is because of these women. But whose fault is it? Is it because I picked them and it didn't work, or is it because they were just the wrong ones? I mean, this is where it's hard to place blame.
They just wasn't ready for a man.
Right.
You didn't do nothing wrong.
I'm just trying to figure out, because like you guys just said, I mean, there are a lot of those women out there that'll be like, you know what, it's a nigga's fault that girls are the way they are. But you can say at the same time, it's ladies that guys are the way they are. If women, I just feel that women, like I said, since y'all have the power, that's the only reason why I get y'all so tough, because y'all have the power. If I don't even know how to say it the right way. Like, but if they just took this, I don't know, I don't want to say take a stand, because it's not like a revolution or anything. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old school with it now, or whatever. Because the shit that's going on, I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. Is that me being? That's why I'm also having problems. Because like I said, I'm only 30. Am I that out of the loop with this shit that's going on nowadays that I really just don't understand at all? That I'm just that old, but I'm not that old. This is the craziness I'll be on. This is the craziness.
I don't think that there's nothing wrong with you, because sometimes I be feeling the same way, and I'm only 21. Like, I be feeling like I'm super fucking old school. You know, I cook, I clean, I party. You know, I do me. I just be me. I be happy. I like to live life. And it seems like some people just be on some way other shit, and it's, like, kind of hard to understand.
But like I was trying to
really don't give a fuck about nothing.
It's so weird for me, is because I never had the chance to not give a fuck, because I've always had to be on point with my shit. I've always had to, like I said, I've always had to have a job. I always had to make sure when I went through school, I had to make sure I was on point, got through school. I never had the chance to not give a fuck. And now that I'm old, or I'm getting older, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to give a fuck, but this is the point where I can't not give a fuck. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm just so backwards right now. Like, all I be thinking about, like I said, me personally, I'm just like a machine in a sense. It's like, I know what I have to do. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. That shit is like automatic. You know, that's just what I do. And then the extra stuff that I be wanting to do, I don't get to do sometimes, because I'm always doing shit that I have to do. Now, like I'm saying, now I'm getting to the point where it's like, well, I just don't want to do nothing. Like, it just, but I know I can't be that type of person, because I need shit and I want to get shit done. So I'm just always just contradicting myself. It's just crazy. But I at least know what I want to do, and I'm trying to stay focused. But at the same time, we're looking around and seeing what everybody else got going on, seeing the bullshit and seeing how bullshit actually works for people. I'm a good bullshitter. We got you back, Keilani. I see you. You back in the game. You good?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, for sure. Just making sure. But there was a point in my life where I did not give a fuck, and I was doing all kind of shit or whatever. And I was good at that shit. Why did I stop? Because I was bored. And it wasn't fulfilling anymore. It wasn't getting me nowhere. It wasn't doing nothing. I made that conscious decision.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said earlier. Like, when you're just not that type of person, it really is not fitting to you, and it's going to stress you out more. It's going to, you know, take your energy, because you're doing some stuff that's not really in you, and you're forcing it to come out. You're trying to be like, you know, your crowd, and you can't always be like your crowd. Maybe you just got to be that one person who's going to really stand out no matter how it is.
And I'm also scared. I'm actually kind of scared, because I really just don't know. Like I said, I just work on like machine status. And then, like I said, if I'm not at work, if I'm not in the studio, if I'm not here with y'all chilling on, you know, West Coast Wednesdays and Slash Sundays, if I'm not performing, then, and if I'm not smoking weed, which is, I'm always smoking weed, but that, you know, that's just part of the other daily things that I do. I just, in that free time, it's like, I just feel like there's a gap, or there's going to be a gap, or there's going to, like, I'm missing out on something. Like, I could be doing something. I could be making money. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. But I do so much already, and I just don't know. I really just don't know. And it's just crazy. Like I said, y'all
just relax.
Probably listen to,
just relax.
Y'all probably
you know,
listen to
sometimes.
Me like, this, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. But, I mean, I'm serious. I don't know. It's just weird. I guess.
Nah, get it out. You saying real shit. This is real raw radio. Man.
Yeah, but I mean, I keep saying, y'all, I mean, that's a drink, y'all. This is always a drinking game. Gotta remember, we gotta play this next week. Or we gotta play this next week. Anytime somebody says, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I mean, it's one of those, everybody gotta take a shot of whatever they're drinking. That's the drinking game. All right. Tell me how turned up niggas will be after the end of the show.
All right.
But I don't know. Like I said, yeah, like Neil was telling me, I'm just talking to y'all, because, like, I don't have nobody else to talk to. Like I said, I got my homies, my true homies, and like I said, no homo, I love my niggas, but I already know how these niggas get down. I know these niggas think about. So if I try to talk to these niggas, they're going to just be like, nigga, shut the fuck up and keep, you know what I mean, just keep it moving, keep pushing, like, you know, and I kind of know that already, but every now and then you just want to just hear what other people just got to say about shit, because I don't be wanting to hear that shit all day, because I tell myself that.
Maybe you're ready for a real lady by your side.
A real what?
A real lady. A real chick by yourself.
Miss Dagger. Nigga, Miss Dagger.
But still, but that's what I want. But you know what it takes to be that, and then at the same time for me to be me and for somebody to really accept that, because it'd be so crazy. Here's how my shit usually works out. Here's how my relationships usually work out, right? And I'm always me the whole time. But it's like, I guess I'm dangerous, I'm exciting or whatever at first. I don't know what I am to people at first, but I'm fun, I'm outgoing, I get it popping, I get turned up, I know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm safe, I got a job, I know what my good points are. But at the same time, over time, for some reason, those same good points become false for whatever reason. And I don't understand that. That's the crazy part. It's like, how is it good at this time and it's not good at this time? And what, you was expecting me to change? I don't do that. I don't do that.
Just dealing with the wrong person. I mean, it can be the right person. See, a lot of times what we do is we go for the wrong people for all the wrong reasons. It can be the right reason. It can be, oh, she looks good or he looks bomb and I like what he do with. At the end of the day, we might like things and have so much in common, but you're still not the one for me.
But this goes back to my question then earlier. Okay, then, so if you knew all that and everything already, then why is we wasting time in the first place?
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes in situations like that, you really don't know until certain situations occur, and that's when you find out, because you do have a common with this person. You do like this person. You like partying or being around, you know. But sometimes it's just not everything that it should be, and it's just not the right person. Or maybe, you know, that's what comes in to really getting to know somebody. You got to go through the thick and thin, the ups and downs, the arguments, I don't like you, and all that stuff in order to really get what you want, in order to get that Mrs. Dagger.
But this shit, oh, my God. But at the same time, like, I just don't understand. I mean, I guess I sound like a broken record, but I make it as easy as possible. It's like no drama, no bullshit. Keep it 100 with me at all times. Tell me up front what's up. Like I've been dumped. I've been cheated on. I've been through a lot in 30 years, so it's not like anything's going to surprise me. My only thing is that just tell me. You know what I mean? And it's so, here's the thing. It's like, I'll say this. Guys lie. Guys lie straight out, period. Guys will straight flat out lie to your face. I feel like girls lie too, but girls do more of what I would like to call withholding the truth. Not technically lying, just not telling you shit, you know, not telling you what she's thinking about, not telling you that she's dealing with some other dude, not telling you that she ain't been feeling you for like a month or two, not telling you stuff. Girls don't say shit, they just act and do.
You can't really say, you know.
I'm not saying all females, like I said, there's always exceptions, but I'm talking about overall. We know overall, like I said, females is just as fucked up as niggas is fucked up. Me and Mystery were talking about earlier, and you said it to yourself, it's like girls rush into stuff. They kind of just jump into things because they're emotional beings, and it's that emotion that carries them into stuff.
Yeah, we kind of all do, but sometimes guys jump into stuff too. You know, guys push the issue like, oh, I want to be with you and I like you and all this and, you know, de-woop. And I'm like, yeah, I like you too, but we still
see, what you say, which is what I agree with, where a woman, though, take your time and everything like that. Not every majority of girls will take what a nigga says and just jump into some shit. That's exactly what I mean. You wouldn't do it. But a lot of girls, like I said, feel like they're in a rush for something. It's like, what are they in a rush for?
And that's for somebody who fiends for attention. They don't know how to be themselves and by themselves. They don't know how to love themselves and really just say, fuck it. If I can't find nobody that's really for me, then I'm going to just do what I have to do for myself.
Yeah,
Be around people, do a radio show, go out, have fun, party. You know what I mean? What I do, I cook meals for my friends. Like, fucking, I'm about to shit, I'm bored. What y'all want to eat? You know what I mean? Or shit, you know, just take things as a positive reaction. What I say in an everyday basis, no matter what I do, I always get a negative reaction before I do something positive, and that's what just makes me try harder. And it really makes me go get what I want.
I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to not be that person. I'm trying not to be what Dagger could fully be. Like, Dagger's holding back on a lot of shit. I just really feel it's like, even if I did it, if I just went out and just really, like, flipped out and did some way out shit, then I would get it out of my system. You know,
fuck
I'm kind of thinking
that
game.
If you need somebody to do it with you, I'm down.
Nah, I'm on some people, like really, like, letting out years and years of built-up frustration. So on that note, to try to calm down, we're going to hit the smoke session, y'all. So whatever you rock, make sure you got whatever you're smoking on, your zigzags, blunts, bongs, whatever. Make sure we're about to get roll it up, light it up, and, yeah, we're going to do it like, can we get it? Like this, with the Cash Addicts. Are we going to do it with the Cash Addicts? Wait, let's try this again. One more time. My bad. Blame the weed. Nah, blame the alcohol.
Hey, bro. What's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, keep that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. All right. I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSC. Theato. Got weed? Yeah. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yeah. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up from the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she want to touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leaf full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love. Got weed, yes. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, yes. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
AC,
hey.
Nigga.
She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from the purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
Thank you.
was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was platinum, American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm a gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put damn, you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a front, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Damn, damn. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all. But I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too butted out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Hey, why your eye keeps twitching? Aye, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I'm off the superendo, goddamn. But your boy Pistola's a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, yet the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this, but I do, and we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Get high.
Smoke weed and listen to you say all day. But let's get into it like this.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed Chris Angel, watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke, now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path, try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand, Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Sounds like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People y'all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking.
open. They legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card. Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got 4 or 5 suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, I, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up, while I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked, because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now, dagger reps the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoke and piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when things and I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm so
high.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. You still got time to get in on the conversation if you want to, real quick. 661-621-7559. Either chill in the queue or just press one to holler at me. Still got everybody chilling with me. Mystery, still good? Mystery. All right, hold on. Let's see. MIA, you good?
Yeah, I'm still chilling.
All right. Keilani? Oh, there's Mystery. All right, and Keilani's good. But I do want to play some more music real quick because, like I said, we did have a real deep conversation. So, but I always want to ask one question to everybody real quick. Then I'm gonna play a few more tracks before we close out the show. But Mystery, and you got to answer it first. So, now I'm not saying that there's an answer to this question, but this is just like I said. I'm the type of person that think about all kinds of shit. So, and I just confuse myself sometimes, and it doesn't really frustrate me, but I just be wanting to share my thoughts and figure out if anybody else can answer these questions or if it's just, like, the dumbest shit in the world and I'm just stupid. But number one, Mystery, let me ask you this. And everybody's going to answer the same question, but Mystery, you got to answer it first if you can. We all agree that life isn't fair. That's what we're taught. You know, we're taught that as kids, as coming up, like, don't really expect shit, this, that, or whatever, or, you know, don't really expect handouts, things like that, because life isn't fair. You're not going to get things that you're supposed to get, and we can all agree with that statement. So my question is, if life isn't fair, then why are we expected to play the game fair, to play the game of life fair?
Because I think that's what pretty much society put out there in front of us. If I... I don't know. It's like we follow trends. So it's like we just, you know, then we got the law that we got to obey, but then some motherfuckers don't give no fuck. You know, motherfuckers got to get it, shit. So I don't know. It's like a big-ass game that we all playing for real.
Right. But there's my question is because, like I said, life isn't fair. We know that. But they expect us to play fair. And when you really look at it, the people that aren't playing fair, not all of them are getting away with it and shit, but a lot of them are. Yeah. What's your take on that question?
I mean, I feel what you're saying, like life is not fair. It's all on how you make it. But that's why they say it's not fair, because it is those people out here who don't give a fuck, who can't stand them to give a fuck, you know, and that's just why we have to just have respect for ourselves and for other people, you know, to try to make it a little bit fair, or at least try to make it better for ourselves.
But, I mean, do you show respect to those that don't show respect to you? I mean, do you show respect anyway because it's a good thing to show respect regardless? Or
yeah,
you know,
I do. I mean, I try my best to. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being mad or upset or cussing a little bit, but still show your respect, even if it's not saying nothing to that person or if it's, you know, saying hi to that person. Respect is in different forms and fashion. You know, you don't have to kiss nobody ass to respect them. You can leave them alone and be respecting them. You can be not fucking with them and be respecting them.
All right, then, Kehlani, why, if life isn't fair, why play fair? What's the point of playing fair if life already isn't fair?
Because it's deeper than that saying. That saying is really not saying at all. Really, life is a test, you know. There's evil, there's good. And in the end, people that were doing the right thing, doing the best that they could, you know, make it, you know what I mean? Beyond this life, which is paradise. And I pray to the Most High. You know, I have faith. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. But
right.
I believe why I'm going to keep trying to do the right thing no matter what people are doing, the wrong thing and stuff, because in the end, they lose. It might seem like they're getting away, but my mom always say they may get by, but they don't get away. And that's something my mom say a lot. And it's true.
All right. Well, thank y'all for answering my question. Like I said, I want to play a couple more tracks real quick before we close out the show. So bear with me. We'll be right back. And, yeah, Miss Nira, why?
DJ Fall.
Yeah.
Hump Nights, The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Yeah, let that track ride out. As I try to bring back my panel, we can get our goodbyes and everybody can say, you know. We got, okay, Mia's good. Mia, you still good?
Yep, yep.
All right. Keilani, you good?
Yep.
All right, and hopefully, come on, last but not least, you can do it. You can do it. But while we bring Mystery back in, go ahead, Keilani, let it. Go ahead, get the shout out, let people know where they can find you, let people know where you at and what's going on with you.
Is that me, sir?
Yeah, go ahead. Ladies first.
Okay, y'all can hit me up on ReverbNation.com/Keilani. That's Keilani. Hit me up on Facebook, Keilani Royalty, Keilani Royalty. Check out my videos on YouTube under Princess K320 or Keilani, Keilani. And follow me on Twitter at Keilani7, Keilani7. Shout out to you, Dagger, and the whole Bang Out Radio. All the independent artists, all the positive people out there. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, thank you. You know, anytime, you're always welcome at all times. And MIA, go ahead, shout outs, links, let them know what's up with you.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody who took the time out to listen, you know, call in and everything, and show support. You know, thanks for having us on your show. And you can check me out on Facebook at TRAMEI. Send me a friend request and I'll get back with you.
There it is. Nah, I'm trying to still bring in Mystery. Hold on before we end the show. That wouldn't be fair. But that's always, you know, me, Dagger. I'm here every Wednesday, God willing, and nothing else happens to me. Like I said, as long as I'm here, then then everything's not that bad. There it is, Mystery. Go ahead, man. Let them know they can find you. Let them know what's up with you. You still good, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let them know.
All y'all do is Google your boy, Mystery314STL. I'm on Reverb, Twitter, MySpace, all that good shit. I'll be on tour June 15th and the 16th. First stop will be in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm trying to get to Vegas and Miami, but I don't know. I can't get in contact with nobody right now.
Okay. But if you get to Vegas, man, let me know. I'll drive down there for that shit, man. Let me know. Vegas is close enough. Okay. Like, we can do that. but yeah, y'all,
work,
man.
Work.
Yes, sir. So, shout out to Mystery as well, man. And like I said, anybody out there that's just listening, I know y'all have better shit to do than fuck with me for the last 2 hours, but we here, we chilling. Got a lot of shit off my chest. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back here next Wednesday, you know, 9 to 11, every West Coast Wednesdays right here on Bang Out Radio. Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Sexy Amanda G on Saturdays. The Boss Lady coming back on her show on Fridays. It's popping. So make sure y'all get y'all music to me as well, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And again, it's up to y'all. Like, if y'all want to keep this shit moving and keep shit popping, y'all got to talk about the show, share the show, let people know what we got going on in here. Your musical friends, let them know to send me that music. You know, talking to your homegirls, you know, that nigga be over here saying some crazy shit. You need to go on his show. Talk about the show. If y'all, they're not going to... I'm just serious because they're not gonna believe me. They're not gonna believe me. They're gonna believe y'all. As long as
more
people,
you're right.
They're not gonna believe me. I just know that, so it's okay. But we all gotta start somewhere, and we keep it in pushing. So thanks for being here again, y'all. We'll see y'all next Wednesday again, 9 to 11. See y'all Sunday, 7 to 9, and we're gonna go out like this about the main girl, the one that we all hopefully at some point be looking for. I'm out.
My main girl. bottle of mine hard. You think I'd be like in? Because I got the same.
My main girl, main girl, main girl. She's my main girl.